Hey, happy Mother's Day. You ladies deserve it. Hey, we're going to talk about marriage this morning, and one of my favorite subjects. I've been involved with it for, You are so incredible. Amazing, isn't he? And you thought he was just good at speaking, man. This thing falls over. It'll be, anyway, 34 years next month with the same woman. And, yeah, you're clapping for her, I promise you. You know, and some people have asked me, so, wow, how have you done it? I said, sometimes just sheer luck. I mean, sheer stubbornness. You know, my wife, she's telling me, she said, if this is going to break apart, it's going to be because of you. It's kind of like, you're probably right. I'm a little stupid and dumb. Yeah, right, man? We are. I mean, ladies, we are not difficult. We are as simple as anything you'll ever come con. You don't understand us, but we're simple. I mean, we have just very few needs. You meet those needs, and we're fine. We'll stick around. We're like a little puppy. We'll stick around forever. You women, on the other hand. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. Did you guys hear about... take your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 5, or you can read Brandon's Bible up on the screen. Did you hear about the farmer, the old farmer back in the 1800s who got a mail-order bride? And he goes to the train station, he picks her up, puts her up in the carriage, and loads her luggage up there in the back. And they're riding along, and the horse kind of stops and kind of stumbles, and he jerks up the reins. And he said, that's one. And they go along a little bit more, and the horse kind of stumbles again. Boy, he jerks the reins up and slaps it on the rear, says, that's two. They go on down the road, and the new wife is kind of going, wow. Goes on down, the horse just stops. Well, he jerks on the reins, slaps it on the rear, doesn't do anything. He said, that's three. Pulls out a shotgun, shoots the horse. And the new wife goes, what are you doing? That's one. No, really, true story. That's the way most men think about Ephesians chapter 5. Let's read, starting with verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk. Tell you what, I'm going to read some other scriptures to kind of introduce this thought. I'm going to read a lot of this. Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 3, but I understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not having good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than the lovers of God. That's what we got to look forward to. Having the appearance of godliness but not denying its power, avoid such people, for among them there are those who creep into households. Men, husbands, listen to this. And capture weak women burdened with sins and led astray by various passions. Solomon writes to his children about the commandments of the Proverbs. He says, so you will be delivered from the forbidden woman. Now, I like Solomon in the first few chapters of Proverbs. I mean, he gets right to the point. He doesn't mix words at all. And you can switch this around. There's some evil men out there as well, okay? Men are predators. So, and women, did I mention we're simple? Yeah. So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death and her past to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. For the commandment, and then in chapter 6, for the commandment is a lamp and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. For the price of a prostitute is only a loaf of bread, but a married woman hunts down a precious life. Can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is he who goes to his neighbor's wife. None who touches her will go unpunished. Then Paul writes in Ephesians 5:15, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Do not be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, and he starts with wives. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. His body and is himself his Savior. Let's stop right there for now. Father, thanks for this morning. And God, I pray that your word will come alive in our hearts and our minds. God, do not let us be ignorant. Do not let us be, God, drunken with this life. But God, let us be sober. God, let us, Father, and make us into your image, that we can be like you. For we cannot do what you've called us to do, Father, unless we're like you. So this morning, God, we surrender ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, wives, this is a huge subject. I'm married to a very strong-willed woman, okay? Very strong. My thing is, let's don't dig a hole through the tunnel. Let's just walk around and let's just camp right here on this side. Karen has already plowed through the mountain and has it demolished, and that's just the way she is. Very strong-willed, very great woman. And it's hard because we talked about this, the submission to a husband. And you may be sitting there going, you don't know who my husband is. Well, you got to understand that Paul is writing in a culture where, ladies, you were almost no better than a slave. A man could get rid of his wife for nothing. There was you don't fix breakfast at the right time, I can divorce you and you're gone. So Paul is writing to women who are in desperate places, and he's saying, you need to submit yourselves to your own husbands. And here's the thing, ladies. Here's my thoughts on marriage. I was going to write a book about it. I really was. But I realized that there's not enough information. Women, you are high maintenance. Holy cow. You are one needy creature. Right? Anybody disagree with that? Okay? With a straight face, look me in the eye and say that that's not true. Sitting up there going, yeah, yeah. Now then, men, we have fragile egos. We do. Man, we can get damaged in one sentence, one look from you, and we're done for. Needy, you need to be adored. You need to be cherished. You need to be loved. You need to be taken care of. My wife gets more excited when I check the washer fluid in her car and fill it up than when I give her roses. Amen. She wants to be taken care of. It's amazing. My life is so much better when there's washer fluid in her car. She wants to be, and in her mind, she's being taken care of. She's being adored. She's being cherished. I check her tires. And again, man, we're pretty simple, you know. We don't think all the time. We're in trouble most of the time because we don't have a clue. I used to walk in, and I said, honey, I recognize that you're upset. I'm very sensitive in that area. You're upset. And she said, yes. And my first question was, what, are you upset with me? No. Oh, good. Good. You upset with the boys? Yeah. Children, we have children so our wives can be upset at them and not us. Amen. They're perfect. They're a little expensive, but, you know, it pays for it. So women, you, in our minds, you're needy. You're high maintenance. But when we cherish our wives, she's happy. And you know, if she's happy, you're happy. Very simple. Men and the ladies, you got to hear this. This is important. If you want your husband to adore you, cherish you, do all the things for you, respect us. We need respect more than we need love. I mean, my wife come up and hug me. She said, I love you, sweetheart. Yeah, okay. You know what the two pats are on the back? Okay, that's enough. I'm done, you know? And she figured that out, and she keeps hanging on. But and that's cool. I mean, that's nice. But when she says, honey, I respect you so much for what you do. You're a great man. I'm so lucky to have you. Yeah. Let me go check your washer fluid real quick. You know? Boys never grow up. Would you give a bad battery or something? Sound man, man, can't trust them. Where was I at? I got disturbed. Washer fluid. Yeah, it's washer fluid, man, I'm telling you. Man, go home today, check your wife's washer fluid and fill it up, man. It's an amazing thing. Boys never grow up. I am still trying to impress my wife. I still show out for her. I do. Am I the only one that does that? Yeah, you men, I'm generally speaking. We want to impress our wives. We want our wives to like us, to respect us. And ladies, submission is not a bad thing. This world's thinking has made it into a bad thing. When I submit myself to the men who are in my life to keep me straight, when I submit myself to them, I am safe. I am so secure. I'm in a good place. They're not there to rule me. I hate to be told what to do. I hate authority. It drives me crazy. But I know that when I submit, I'm safe. I'm secure. And ladies, when you submit yourselves to your husbands, and again, don't get mad at me. It's your sister that did this. Now, I don't know what happened in the Garden of Eden. I really don't know. I've thought about this a lot. Because we don't have a time frame here. We just had this one moment, and that seems like that's it. I want to know, where was Adam? What was he doing while his wife was talking to the snake? Where was he at? Was Eve stubborn? Was she not in submission to her husband? Well, sin hadn't entered the picture yet, so it's probably not that. You know, and when God catches them, Adam goes, it's that woman you gave me. That's the problem. It's not my backbone. It's that woman you gave me. But that's when it happened. And as a result, you ladies get to have a lot of pain during childbirth. And I understand, ladies. I've been there. I have given birth to a kidney stone. You ever seen a kidney stone? Sharp edges, pointed. Babies are round, okay? So, yeah. Don't be griping to me about pain in childbirth. Been there. Go look up a kidney stone. And look what, I know it's little, but man. And so you get a lot of pain, and your desire is going to be for your husband. Men, we need to be men. And we need to be men in our marriages. Let's keep reading down here at verse 24. Now, ladies, we quote this, wife, submit yourself to your husbands. We know that one. We got that one down. But you need to read this whole thing. Paul talks a lot more to the men than he does to the women. Women, all you got to do is submit. We have to die. Okay? Weigh that one out. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives. As Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. You know, he died. You read that part in the Bible, right? Jesus loved so much that he died. He gave himself up for the church, for us. Man, Paul is writing to us. The Holy Spirit's telling us we are to die to ourselves. Now, I don't want to go too far with this, but you need to die to yourself. Can I say that in another way? Another translation. Die to yourselves. We are not this athlete that we used to be. We're not the race car driver we thought about growing up as a boy. We're husbands. We're fathers. And we need to grow up and die to ourselves. So ladies, I mean, you know, submission, you're still alive. So that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Uh-oh, there it goes. See, that's one of the bad thing about these. There we go. Without spot or wrinkle, without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. Because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife. And if you read between the lines, mother-in-law, father-in-law, mother, father, butt out. Butt out. You had your chance. You blew it. Don't ruin it for them. Butt out. We had boys. And I'm glad I had boys instead of girls. Now, I'm a little troubled now because I realize that girls are better caretakers than boys are. I'm in trouble. Yeah, we're in trouble. My son's always said, Dad, I'll take you outside and hose you off with the water hose. Don't worry about it. You know? But the boys graduated high school. My job was done. Got them out of high school. Girls just hang around for a long time. Just hang around. Live there forever if you let them. But I tell my sons, go be the husband to your wife. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. If you come to me and ask, I'll tell you. Okay, it's just a little slight thing there. So therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each of one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. There is a sin and rebellion. Ladies, I know this is a man talking here, but my wife would tell you the same thing. You are in sin when you do not submit to your husbands. Get mad at me. Throw something at me. I'll dodge. That's what the word says. And well, you know, he's not very smart. Paul doesn't say if your husband's an idiot, you don't have to submit to him. Right? Well, my husband can't make sound financial decisions. It's not there. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. Quit trying to dominate him and control him. You know why my goatee is long? Ladies, pay attention. When I met Trinity, every 20-something, 20, 30-year-something kid had a goatee. And I wasn't going to do that. So I was going to grow mine out. And I was just going to grow out about right here. That was it. Just not very long at all. But my dear, beautiful, sweet wife, when are you going to trim that? How long are you going to let that grow? Are you going to trim that? You're going to cut that today? How long are you going to let that grow? Are you going to let that grow? How long are you going to let it grow? Are you going to trim that? When are you going to trim that? Really? That's why it's this long. If she would never said anything, I would have a short goatee. Now, husbands, let me throw something in here. How much? I didn't pay attention. I'm okay. Women do not nag. Scientifically proven, women do not nag. Your problem is your hearing. You did not hear what she said. Because if you would have heard what she said, you would have done what she said. So she's been very kind and considerate. I'm going to repeat myself because he did not hear the first time. So, wives, yeah. Did I mention men are dumb? We really are. We have selective hearing loss. We can look straight in the eye. All of our attention's on you, and we're not hearing a thing you're saying. We are thinking about how done the Lakers are. Well, I mean, no telling what we're thinking about, but we're not listening to you. So you're going to repeat and tell us again. Well, then we must not have understood what you said. Right? We're dumb. We did not understand. We didn't hear. We don't understand when we did hear. So they're going to repeat it again because they're nice and considerate. They're sweethearts. They want us to understand because they know that we want to obey. We want to do what they said. We want to. I didn't buy that either when I read that. I said, that's stupid. No, not at all. Women, respect your husbands. And your husbands will serve you and love you and die to themselves. And sometimes dying to self is dying to career and career goals. When we stand before God on that day, and I know what that day is going to look like. I have it in my mind. It's going to be kind of like a theater. And my life's going to be flashing up there. But luckily, I'm going to be by myself. None of you will be there to see my life. And I'm going to stand before God. I'm going to give an account. And we're going to give an account, man, of how we treated our wives. We are. Because we're the head of the home. We're the spiritual leaders. We're the priests, the pastors of our home. Trinity's job is not to lead Elevation to heaven. His job is to lead Amy and Madison and Berlin. And I guess Cubby, too. I don't know if dogs count. That's his job. That's what he's going to be held accountable for. He's going to look around. Are my daughters here? Is my wife here? You're secondary. I mean, you're not even secondary. You're God's first, his wife's second, children the third. You're no better than fourth place in his life. And there should never be a competition, ever, under any circumstances. But man, we do. We do. We want to do. We want to be recognized. That's what we need. That's what we do, generally speaking. And ladies, when you put us down, we can't perform to the highest. When you ridicule us in public and in private, we cannot do what we were created to do. You're a helpmate. You're there to help us. Now, again, don't like it? You know, cuss God out. I don't know. But don't get mad at me. That's what the Word says. And there's beauty in that, and there's an incredible thing that happens in your life when that happens. Well, my husband doesn't love me like I need to. Well, join the club. We're dumb. We don't understand things. We don't get things very easily. We're trying to go hunt the bear and put food on the table and do this kind of stuff. That's what we're trying to do. We don't want to disappoint you. That's not our goal in life. We want you to be proud of us. We want to take care of you. But like I said, we're dumb. We don't get it sometimes. But we're trying. My wife is more talented than I am. She's smarter than I am. She's better all the way around than me. But there is nothing that makes, I mean, she can, like I said, hug me and kiss me on the cheek and say, honey, I love you. Yeah. Okay, two pats, but we're done. But Doyle, I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of what you do. I'm so proud of the man that you are. Man, I can take on the world. That's all I need. And husbands, when your wife submits to you, don't be cruel. Don't lord it over them. Put your arms around them and hold them close and take care of them. You don't have to be a genius. They don't want a genius. They want a man that's going to take care of them. You're good. You're good. No. Because I can rattle on forever. And I want to kind of bring this down. Is that sin wrecks lives. Sin destroys lives. I was talking to Mariah. Satan created the lie. His nature is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. That's all he does. That's all his little minions do. Is they lie, steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. And they use sin to get into our lives. So ladies, submit yourselves to your husband. Respect him. Help him. Push him forward. I'm with you, honey. And in the back of your mind, my wife, I know my wife's smart. My wife is thinking, this is the dumbest thing this man has ever come up with. But I'm going to submit on the outside. No. That's why I'm glad I did not have daughters. I don't have to give away some dummy that doesn't know what to do. But ladies, submit yourself. Husbands, love your wives and die to yourself. Die to your dreams. Die to your goals. Die to your career. Die to all those things. It doesn't say quit your job and spend 24 hours a day with your wife. You will go crazy. Yeah, exactly. I met a truck driver one time. He told me, he said, I spend 6 months of the year out on the road. How do you do that? Stay married. That's how we stay married. I wouldn't want that. I mean, I like being with my wife. I enjoy her company. But that's not what we're saying. We're saying die to it. Say, God, I'm giving you all of this to you. It's not an easy thing, ladies. It's not. I understand that. But I said, I don't like to be told what to do. I don't like submitting. But I know I have to. I must. And ladies, show some respect. The things that you say can cut us to the core. My last counselor that I went to, asked me this question. He said, Doyle, why do you need your wife's approval? I know, that was my exact expression. What? He said, why do you need your wife's approval? Well, she's my wife. Every man needs his wife's approval. That's what we want. And he asked me a third time, why do you need your wife's approval? Because that's the one woman that I love more than any person on the face of this earth. And if that one woman doesn't respect me and doesn't approve of what I do, there's nobody else I want to please. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this moment. God, thank you for every wife that's sitting here today, for every husband that's sitting here. God, every man, woman, and child. God, we need to hear about submission, and we need to know that sin wrecks our lives. So, God, I pray right now for marriages. God, there are some here this morning. God, all they want to do is punch their husband in the face. God, there are husbands here that just want to tell their wife to shut up for 5 minutes. God, we get so irritated and so frustrated because they're so stinking different than we are. And yet that's what we were attracted to. Father, I pray right now, God, that you would convict of sin in our lives, the sin of rebellion. God, we commit ourselves to you, and I pray that your hand will come down and rest on these marriages. Father, I tell the enemy to shut up. God, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you will heal the marriages that are here. In Jesus' name.